I'd like to develop a thought that we could pull out of this week's parsha, and hopefully it could carry us through Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, all the way through to the end of Sukkot, to the end of Simchas Torah. In Parshas Vayelech, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk says, V'chara api bo bayom ahu, v'azavtim v'histarti ponai mehem. I will get angry on that day, I will leave you, and I'll turn my face away. V'yalechol umitza'uhu ros rabos v'tzoros. A lot of terrible things are going to happen. V'omar bayom ahu, and you, the Jewish people, will say on that day, and here are the key words, hallo, is it not? Al ki ein elokai bekirbi, because Hashem is not among us. Mitza'uni haros ha'ila, that's why the bad things happen, because Hashem wasn't with us. That's Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Ches. V'anochi haster aster ponai bayom ahu. And I'm going to hide my face from them on that day. I'll call Hara Asher Asa. For all the evil that they did, Kifana El Elohim Acherim, they turned to other gods. So the Mefarshim ask a very simple question. It seems in Pasuk Yud Ches that it's a follow-up to Pasuk Yud Zayin, that Hashem is giving a new Hester Panim, Hashem is turning away, because of what happened in Pasuk Yud Zayin. The problem is, at the end of Pasuk Yud Zayin, we seem to recognize that it's precisely because Hashem has left us that we're having these problems. So we already recognized, we had a hakara, a recognition of the sin that we committed. So why then is Hashem moving further away? You would think that we're already on the right path, on the road to tshuva. We know that it's because Hashem wasn't with us, and now we have to take the next step. But why is it that Hashem turns away? So the Ramban says that this expression of Haloki alki ein elokai bekirbi mitzauni haraos ha'ela is einenu vidui gamur. I think what the Ramban means is it is a recognition. It's true, we realized where the mistake was. We realized that Hashem is not part of our lives, but we didn't take it to the next level. We didn't take it to the next step. We didn't do the next part of tshuva. We didn't bring it to action. We left it in thought. And that's the problem. But there's another pshat. The Rebbe Rabbunim of Peshischa said that we kind of misread the cause and effect. We read, bad things happen. Because the bad things happened, the Jewish people recognized that Hashem wasn't with them. And then Hashem turned away from us in Pasuk Yud Ches. That's the way we understood, and the Ramban says it's because even though we understood the reason, we didn't act on it, we didn't change our ways, and if we didn't change our ways, we deserve a worse hester upon him, that Hashem should hide even more from us. Says Rabbunim, no. All these terrible things happen to us, that's the beginning of Pasuk Yud Zayin. And what's the end? V'amar b'yomahu, we said on that day, Halo ei al ki ein elokai bekirbi, Hashem is not with me. Mitzauni haros ha'ela. That's why these bad things happen. Says Rabbunim, the worst thing that a Yid can do, the biggest Aveira, is to think that Hashem is not with him, that Hashem doesn't love him. That's the problem. Therein lies the problem. The thought that Hashem is not with you, that Hashem doesn't love you, that itself is the problem. And that's going to cause a real hester upon him. That's going to cause Hashem to turn away even more. Because a Jew always has to realize, no matter what the situation, no matter what the suffering is, no matter how much pain there is, Hashem is always there with him. Halo ki ein elokai bekirbi. Those are tragic words. And that's the Aveira, says Rabbunim. That's the Aveira that we did. And that's why we deserved the Hester Panim. How do we get out of that Hester Panim? How do we realize that Hashem is always with us? So I think We could learn the next pasuk, and from the next pasuk, maybe we can see a little bit more. The next pasuk says, "Va'ata kisvu lachem es ashira azos v'lamdos bnei Yisrael sima b'fihem." This is the pasuk, which is the last mitzvah, the 613th mitzvah in the Torah, the obligation to write a sefer Torah. "Va'ata kisvu lachem es ashira azos." You should write this shira, which Rashi says refers to ha'azinu, but other mafarshim say refers to the whole Torah. V'lamdas b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fiyam, teach it to the Jewish people, put it in their mouths, l'man tiyali hashira hazos le'ed, so that this shira, this song, can be an aid. According to the Mefarshim, that it means the Torah is the aid, the Torah is the testimony for the Jewish people. Now, a few psukim later, the shira comes up again as being an aid. Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, V'haya kisimtsena, oso ros, rabos, v'tzaros, v'onsa shira hazos, lefanav le'aid. And the shira will come before us as an aid. And over there, Rashi says that in the shira, they'll see all these bad things are happening because we were warned not to do them. That's Rashi's pshat, the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. But based on the teaching of Rabbunim, I want to suggest something else. The way to get close to the Rabbanu Shel Olam and maintain that connection is through Limud HaTorah. We know the Gemara says that now that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the Shechinah doesn't reside in the Makom HaMikdash, but Ein Lo LaHakadosh Baruch Hu Ela Dalet Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. There's a chelek of the Rabbanu Shel Olam that we can only grasp, we can only understand when we're in the Dalet Amos of Halacha. And really, the Torah is the manifestation of Hashem in this world. So learning Torah is learning about the Ribono Shel Olam, is connecting to the Ribono Shel Olam. So what does the Pasuk say? V'ato kisvu lechem es ha-shira hazos v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyem l'ma'an. So that, why do you need the shira? Why do you need the Torah? L'ma'an tia li ha-shira hazos le'ed b'vnei Yisrael. So that this shira can testify to the Jewish people. Testify what? So maybe, based on the pshat of Rabbunim, we could say it will testify that you were wrong. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, you said, Hashem is not with me. Pasuk Yud Ches, Hashem said, if you think you're not with me, then I'm going to give a greater hester upon him. I'm going to turn away even more. And in Pasuk Yud Ches, Hashem tells us, no, write a Sefer Torah. Lamdas b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fihem, learn the Torah, study the Torah, become one with the Torah. Then the Torah will be a witness that I never leave, that I'm with you. Because it's the Torah itself, which is the manifestation of Hashem, and that's always with us. And that's why this Shira is an aid for the Jewish people, it's a witness for the Jewish people. That at all times, Hashem is always with us, and we should never, ever, ever utter the words, Al ki ein Elokai b'kirbi, that Chas v'Shalom to say, Hashem is not with me. Hashem is always with us. The Torah is an aid that Hashem is always with us. This is Parshas Vayelech. This year falls out right before Rosh Hashanah, right after Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Shuva. And then we have a Yom Kippur, and then we have a Sukkot. And then at the end of Sukkot, we have a Regel Bifnei Atzmo called Shmini Atzeres. The Torah describes an extra day, which the Gemara again says, Regel Bifnei Atzmo, it's its own yantif. And what's the essence of this yantif? So Rashi tells us, Chazal tells us, but Rashi tells us in Parshas Emor, what is the essence of this yantif? So Hashem Kaviyachol says, we've spent a few weeks together, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei, starting with Elul, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, we've bonded. Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Shabbat Shuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. And then we come to the end of Sukkot. And by the end of Sukkot, it seems as if it's time to go back. The family get-together is over. It's everybody's time to go back to wherever, whatever we're doing. So the Ribono Shel Olam Kaviyachol says, as if we came to the palace and we're spending time in the palace, and then Hashem, it's time to go home. And Hashem says to his beloved people, Ikfu imi yoim echad, stay one more day. Kosha alai predaschem. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to just let you go. So I want to share with you first really a beautiful diuk from Rav Eli Baruch Finkel. She writes but his shiurim were written up in the Shulchan Rav Eli Baruch on these inyanim, on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Rav Eli Baruch was a Rebbe in the Mir, and he writes the following. He makes a diuk what does it say? Kasha alai predaschem. You're leaving. What does that mean? So it means, he says, Lamashal, two friends. They're looking at each other and they say goodbye. And then one of them turns around to walk away. You know, the one that walked away, he left. He can't see anymore. But the other friend is still watching him. So he says, Kashalai Predaschem, it's hard for me that you're going to turn around and walk away. Of course the Ribono Shel Olam says, I'm always going to be watching you. We're not separating. I'm always watching you. I'm watching you leave. I'm watching you go. I'm going to watch you wherever you are. But on a certain level, we spend days in shul, surrounded by special mitzvos, yontif meals, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. We've spent time intimately with the Ribono Shel Olam, and now we're going back to work for the next few months. There's really not much on the calendar. We turned around and walked away. Kashalai predaschem. You see, normally when two people leave each other, they're both leaving. But here says the Ribono Shel Olam, you're leaving. You have to leave. It's time to go. Stay one more day. But I understand you have to go. But I will never take my glimpse off of you because you're leaving, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm still watching you. Then he says something else. He gives a mashal from Rabbi Yerucham, the Mira Mashkiach. Yes, Akasha. I don't understand. So, it was difficult. Kasha alai predaschem. It's really hard. We've spent so much time together. You know, can you stay one more day? So it's nice. It's nice. But how does it solve the problem? How does it solve the problem? You stay one more day. It's like, goodbye. And then the other person's like, goodbye. Goodbye. At some point, you just have to say, goodbye. We're leaving. Done. And you can't let the goodbye go forever. It gets more painful. You know, the longer you linger, the more painful it is. Say goodbye and leave. I'll write you a letter when I get there. Right? How long can you extend this goodbye? It's really hard for me that you're going to leave. Stay one more day. What did that solve? It just means tomorrow it's going to be hard to say goodbye. Okay, yes, you'll have another day. But how did you solve the problem that the preda is difficult? The preda is difficult today, it'll be difficult tomorrow, and it'll be difficult whenever it happens. So Rabbi Yerucham gave a mashal. He said like this. He said there was a young boy, and the young boy reaches a certain age, it's time for him to go to yeshiva. Now, in the olden days, he used to learn in the local, a couple of boys maybe would learn with the one of the fathers, or the shtatrav, the rav of the city. And if a bachar excelled to the point that he needed to go to a larger city or a big yeshiva, so he would leave. So they had a goodbye party for this boy. He was going to a faraway place, so all his friends came to say goodbye. And some of them walked him out to the door of his house, and then they left and went on their way. And some of them walked him down the block, and they went on their way. And some of them a little further. Two blocks after his house, he's carrying his suitcase. He's walking to the train station. By then, the only one that's left is his mother. His mother's walking him to the edge of the town. She is going to see him as long as she can. Now, eventually, she's also going to have to stop. She's going to have a preda from him. He's going to go, and at a certain point, she's not going to be able to see him. But, says Rabbi Yerucham, the difference is, the one who stays until the very bitter end and then tries to extend it a little bit further shows that there's no real preda. Why? Because if I see you and you're my friend and I say goodbye and I wave and I go on my way and you go on your way, we're done with each other. And if I'm a better friend and I walk you a little bit longer, when I say goodbye, it's goodbye. But if I stick around until the very end and then I wave goodbye and I watch you as you leave and until you're completely out of sight, I don't take my eyes off of you, you know what I'm saying? Not only are we connected physically that I see you, but also mentally. In Machshava, I'm always thinking about you. The mother is always thinking about her child, and that's why she stays until the very end. Rabbi Yerucham says, that's why. Koshalai Predaschem, Ikfu Imi Yom Echad shows that our connection is much deeper than just shaking a lulav, blowing a shofar. Of course, that's a deep connection, and there are physical actions, performance of mitzvos, but it goes much deeper. It goes in machshava, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is always thinking about us. We're always thinking about him, and through that, through staying above and beyond until the end of Yontif, and then one more day, and in Chutz La'aretz, two more days, we're showing that our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam is much deeper. It's in our minds, and our minds, no matter where we go, we can always think about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam always thinks about us. That's what Rabbi Yerucham says is the answer to Kashalai Predaschem, that there's not going to be a Preda. Rav Eli Baruch says, I heard this from him once, Rav Eli Baruch says, again, the problem, what does it help to stay another day? If it's Kashalai Predaschem, it's going to be Kashalai Predaschem tomorrow. So what was the, if the reason to stay an extra day was because it was hard, but it's going to be hard tomorrow, says Rav Eli Baruch, Vais Dois, it must be that there's not a Preda. That if you stay an extra day, there's no Preda. This comes back to what we said. Why is there no Preda? How is it we don't have, if you stay one more day, we don't have ever have to say goodbye. How so? Says Rav Eli Baruch, what's that extra day? Shmini Atzeres. What's Shmini Atzeres? So, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you know it's one day. Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is one day. The extra day of the Ikfu Imi Yom Echad, the extra day that we stay, Koshalai Predaschem, stay with me one more day. We're going to have Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah means we're never going to have to say goodbye. Because if you have Simchas Torah, if you have Limur HaTorah, if you're excited about your learning, you're happy about your learning, and you're learning, then you never have that Preda. You never have that separation from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So at the very end of Yontif, we take leave, we're ready to say goodbye. Hashem says, stay one more day. Let's make a Simchas Torah. And that's going back to the Psukim, Parshas Vayelech. We said, Hashem is not with us. That's why bad things are happening. Rabbunim says, that's terrible. Hashem is not with us? How could you say such a thing? You can never think that Hashem is not with you. If you want to be mechazik that, let the Torah be the aid. Let the Torah be the witness that Hashem is always with us. We do the same thing on Sukkot. At the end of Sukkot, Hashem has a difficult time, kaviyachol, and he says, Ikfu imi yom echad, stay one more day. How is that going to solve anything? How is that going to make it better? The answer is, if you stay one more day, we'll have Simchas Torah. If we have Simchas Torah, you'll realize that we're never leaving. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Koshalai Predaschem, I'm not leaving. I'm not going to miss you. I'm always going to be watching you. I'm always going to be thinking about you. But you're turning the other way and you're going back to your daily routine. Simchas Torah is the answer. Take Torah with you, and then we don't have to separate from each other. There doesn't have to be a Preda at all. And that is the Simcha of Simchas Torah. The Chibur, the connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that a Jew realizes that no matter what, whether he's learning or he's not learning, whether he's suffering or he's comfortable, Hashem is always with him. And if we want to strengthen that bond, it's through Limud HaTorah. The Limud HaTorah gives us the recognition and the understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we're part of the same Dalet Amos of Halacha that the Ribbono Shel Olam exists in. And through that, we strengthen our connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we reverse the trend of the punishment of Ra'os, Rabos, Vitzoros that happened because we said, Al ki ein Elokai Bekirbi.